In 1975, Jennifer's marriage to Roger ran into trouble, and she returned to live in Ambridge whilst divorce proceedings were started. During this period, she met and began dating Brian Aldridge, who had recently bought Home Farm, and after Jennifer received her final decree, they were able to make plans to marry. Jennifer once again showed her unconventional side and scandalised staid brother Tony, while there are hints in this story of Brian's roving eye, which would cause so much trouble in years to come. But all that is far in the future, and for now we will leave them on a high, with Brian sighing sentimentally over the lovely Jennifer on the eve of their wedding.
How's the proofreading going?
Slowly, but I'm getting through it.
You are clever, you know. 2 books published.
Not quite.
Well, almost. I'm so proud of you.
Are you, Mum? Honestly?
Of course I am. Why shouldn't I be?
There are times when I don't feel much of a success.
Why ever not?
Well, it's usually when the children are tetchy and my novel isn't going well and there's no news from anybody.
You mean Roger?
It's just that... Well, I don't envy Chris a thing. I'm glad for her. She's only had a small dose of separation. Now her problems are solving themselves.
She's on top of the world, isn't she?
But with Carol and me, we can't help wondering how long it'll be before we... No, I must stop. I didn't come round here to moan.
Nonsense. That's what I'm here for. And you weren't moaning. You're like your father. He just went doggedly on, putting up with an awful lot and never complaining.
You still miss him, don't you?
I always shall. Mm. And I have to face that I'll never see him again.
You mean Carol and I can still hope?
It's true, isn't it?
I wonder. Not absolutely out of the question, I suppose.